Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everyone? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 741 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here we go. Today's question from Tracy.
Hi, Pat. I am a massive fan of everything that you do, so it means a lot to be able to ask you this question and hopefully have you answer it. So my name is Tracy Harris, and I'm from mumswithhustle.com. I podcast and I blog for mum entrepreneurs. But what my question is do I pitch my new product to my entire email list or just to the quarter of them that have come in through a real targeted opt-in? So at the moment, yes, a quarter of my list size has come in through a particular opt-in, and they're currently going through an email series that we're really proud of, but we're ready to pitch this idea. And I'm just wondering if I pitch it to my entire list so that not everyone misses out, or if I just pitch to the people who've come in through that opt-in. I'd love your help on that. Thank you so much for everything that you do again. I'd love to rock one of your tees. Of course, I'll take a selfie and upload it to Instagram because that's my jam. But thanks so much, Pat. I can't wait to hear your response. Bye.
Hey, Tracy, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you so very much. And thank you for listening to the show and submitting your question. This is a great one because it's pretty awesome that you're segmenting your list already. I don't know what tool you're using, but for those of you who are just wanting to get started with segmentation, ConvertKit is the tool that I use for that. And it allows me to build targeted groups of people within my main list. And the cool thing about that is if I have a product that, for example, is for podcasters, I don't have to bother people who don't yet have a podcast. And it just makes it really easy to make sure that the messages are getting to exactly who they need to go to, or the solutions I'm building for specific groups of people are getting shown to just those people only. And it allows my open rates to get open or to be higher. It allows my click-through rates to be higher, and so on and so forth. So Tracy, great job. Now, if I were you, there's a couple questions I'd like to ask you actually first, and obviously you're not here able to answer them, but we'll just hypothetically ask you, and hopefully you can think about these as you move forward. So the first one is, what is this product and who is it for? And the reason I'm asking that is because if you know that this product is specifically only for those who are in this targeted segment of yours, and you know that there are people in the other sort of non-segmented list, or you know your overall email list that this may not be for, well, then what I would actually do is only launch to your segmented list. I think this would be great because you're going to have a higher conversion rate. But not only that, you're going to get people who have already told you that they want this kind of stuff, that they're excited about it. Now, I will say that if there is potentially some crossover, and it might sound like there is because you wouldn't be asking this question, I don't think, otherwise, then I would actually launch it to your entire list. However, because you have a certain targeted segment already, I would launch it in sort of two phases, or at least in two different messagings. So the first message would be for those who are in this target segment, who you know the language they speak, you know exactly, you know, why they're there. You can speak to them in a different way, and you can make the message tailored toward them. And something I would do just for them is offer them some sort of bonus because they're on that list. So, for example, you launch this product and you say, and because you're on this list, and I know that you need help with this, I'm going to give you this special bonus that's only available for the next X amount of hours or for the next number of days, but it's just for you guys because you have downloaded my thing before, and I know that you guys need help with this even further. I think that's going to help you convert a lot of those people, like I said, who have given you permission to send you stuff or to send them stuff. That'll work out really well. And then you send another message. You launch your product to your full audience, and you share a different message, which is essentially going to speak to them in a different language. There's a great presentation that I watched from Derek Halpern at Lead Pages, or at the Converted 2016 conference in Minnesota not too long ago. And he talked about how important it is to share different messages with different groups of people, even though you're selling the same thing. So there's three groups of people. There are the informants, or the people who are informed. And these are the people who I'm guessing are like those on your targeted segment. These are people who kind of know what's going on and know they need the solution. And when you talk to them, yes, obviously you talk about solving their problems, but they love to also hear about the features. They know that there are other solutions out there that exist, but you're going to talk about why yours is the best one and some of the features. People who are informed of the problems that they have and the solutions that are out there, they're looking for features to help one stand out over another. Then there's the afflicted, the people who know they have a problem, but they don't really know where to start. And these are likely the people who are on the rest of your list because they haven't really necessarily said, yes, I'm going to transact with you in some way or download something related to this thing that you have to offer. So for them, you want to talk about the benefits. Obviously, the benefits are important no matter who you're speaking to, but more than just the features, you want to talk about the benefits. So for example, a great example that Derek used was, he said, you know, let's talk about Lead Pages. Lead Pages sells landing pages. For the informed, you can say on a headline, for example, we have the number one best set of landing pages, the highest converting landing pages, because people in that space know what landing pages are, and that's the language that they use. Now, for people who are afflicted, these are people who, again, know that they have a problem or know that they need a solution, but don't necessarily know what that solution is. If you say landing pages, that's not really going to mean very much to them. But if you say, we can help you set up a page on your website that will allow you to better build your email list, well, then there you go. That's going to speak directly to them. And then the third group is the oblivious, who don't even know they have a problem. And for them, you want to tell a little bit more of a story and get into their emotions. So just a quick lesson from Derek Halpern there from socialtriggers.com. But I would actually do, like I said, a two-wave launch. Launch to your targeted segment. Maybe even give them early access to it. So in case you have a number of spots you want filled up, you give them first access to it. You're giving them a little bit of a reward for being on your targeted segment. And then you launch to the rest of your list in different language, talking more about the benefits and really getting a different message out there. But again, I think you're doing a great job. The fact that you segmented your list already, you know these people a little bit better, and you're able to convince them a little bit easier. So hopefully that makes sense. But again, it all depends on what this product is and who is it for. Just make sure you think about that really quick and ask yourself, well, is there anything bad that can happen if I launch this to my entire list? Sure, there may be people who aren't excited about it, but that actually gives you a good opportunity to segment again. So you can even use, if you're using ConvertKit, for example, you can do in your initial email to your entire list, you can say, hey, if this isn't something for you, click here, and you won't get any more emails related to this offering. That way they don't unsubscribe from your list entirely, but they unsubscribe from those emails, and you can just sort of, with ConvertKit, I know you can do this with most other email service providers too, you can tag people as they click that, saying they don't want that particular offer or any more information about that pitch anymore. Then when you send emails about that pitch again, you can just select that group of people to not get those emails. And that'll be great. And plus, that'll give you a good idea of who to reach out to and to try and see what the other people would want as far as a solution. So anyway, I hope that makes sense, Tracy. And I want to wish you all the best of luck. Thank you so much for the question today. And of course, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, regardless of whether you take a selfie with it or not. And so my assistant will reach out to you in the next 2 or 3 weeks or so to collect that information so we could send that to you for free, because that's what we do here. If your question gets featured here on the show, We send you an Ask Pat shirt free of charge, no matter where you're at. And yeah, so if you have a question and you want to get a shirt maybe or get featured here on the show with your question, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And of course, I want to thank FreshBooks once again for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial to their software if you go to freshbooks.com/askpat and you enter. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Christopher Penn. He says, "Find your spirit and no challenge will keep you from achieving your goals." Got that. Good. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.